ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Mr. Neff, who is suing the Aces for $10,000 damages in a real estate deal, is afraid they know something about his past and is willing to call off the suit. The Aces, meanwhile, are scared Mr. Neff will also sue them for defamation of character after what was said in court the other day, and they want to settle for $5,000. Neither knows the other's feelings. This episode is in alternate scenes between Mr. Ace's office and Mr. Neff's office, just before noon. But first to Mr. Ace, where we find Marge just entering. Listen.
Well, any news yet?
Oh, hello, Marge.
What's the news? Has Jane come back yet?
No, not yet.
Well, she's been over there a long time.
I know it. I'm running out of fingernails to bite. It shouldn't take all this time to find out if he's willing to settle out of court.
What time did she go over? It was about 10, wasn't it?
Yes, 2 hours she's been there.
Maybe it's not going to be as easy as you thought. I told you this man, Neff, wasn't going
to... Oh, I know what you told me, but what else could I do?
Well, if you want my advice...
I don't want your advice, Marge. I'm fed up with advice. First, I listened to the advice of that incompetent lawyer of mine and let him insinuate in court that Neff is mixed up with some woman.
That was an unusual twist for a suit over real estate deal to take.
Unusual? It was a catastrophe. Something told me it would get us into trouble. Not only that, but I lay awake nights now seeing Jane on that witness stand saying, well, every time that lawyer asked if old man Neff ever made love to her. I wouldn't blame Neff one bit if he changed this whole lawsuit into a libel case or something. Oh, what is she doing there all this time?
Probably persuading Mr. Neff that he ought to drop the case.
It oughtn't to take this long. Either he's willing to accept the $5,000 or he's not. She ought to be back here.
$5,000. It's a shame to hand that much money over for nothing.
I know it. He's not entitled to it on the suit he brought, but he might get a much bigger judgment than that if he takes it into his mind to sue us for bringing up that dope about the woman.
What I could do with $5,000...
What anybody could do with it. You don't think I relish turning over half of what I made on that deal, do you?
Does your lawyer know you're settling it this way?
No, I don't want to see him. He called a couple of times, but I was out to him. If I can settle this before he gets wind of it,
I... Certainly changed the whole outlook of the case.
Yeah.
When it first started, it looked like a cinch for you to win. All he had to do was produce witnesses like Mr. Everett and James Brother.
Yes, I know, but it's too late to talk about that. Oh, I don't know what it is. Most everybody else I know can be sued nicely and quietly, and they either lose or win, and that's that. But I can't even be sued normally. I have to have a lawyer who claims there's a woman in every case, even if it's a real estate deal.
Yes, I think that was a mistake.
Oh, you think it was.
But I also think it was a mistake sending Jane to see old man Neff to try to settle it out of court.
Well, who else could I send? She was the one who did business with him before, so I thought she could talk to him with a... She could go into him with a simple message that we're willing to settle for $5,000 if he'll drop the suit.
Well, I'm afraid it's not as simple as all that, my friend.
Well, what's hard about it?
You should have gone yourself.
But he wouldn't have seen me. I tried to see him in court that day and apologized for having brought up the mention of the woman, but he ducked me.
So you send Jane.
Well, what's the matter with that?
My, how you change.
Well, it's so easy, Marge. She has her instructions. We went over it 100 times. She knows it by heart. All she has to do is to ask Neff if he'll settle for $5,000. What's hard about that?
Well, nothing very hard about it,
but... you think she'll ball it up? Well, what's there to ball up? It's very simple. She can't ball it up. All she has to do is to ask Neff...
Mr. Neff, I told you $5,000.
It's a hold-up. I won't do it.
Well, all right, then. I said if you won't, I'll go. But you keep saying not to go. I can't just keep sitting here. I have to go back and tell Mr. Ace what you said.
No, wait a minute. Mrs. Ace, be reasonable.
All right.
I'm willing to call off the whole suit and everything. Even forget the $250 I gave you as an advance on the deal. I should think that would be enough to satisfy everybody concerned.
Oh, are you going to start that all over again, Mr. Neff? I told you what Mr. A told me to be sure to tell you, and I'm not going to get this balled out. He said $5,000.
It's blackmail, that's what it is.
Beg pardon?
It's blackmail. You know you've got me on the spot, and you're taking advantage of me. I won't let you. It's all off.
Well?
Oh, don't say well like that.
What?
Now, wait a minute. Let's get together here, Mrs. Ace. After all, you don't look like the type of woman that would take advantage of a man who made a mistake once. Heaven only knows how you have to find out about her in the first place. How did you find out about it?
about what?
About, you know.
I know what.
That's what I want to know. You know what?
Please, Mr. Neff, don't holler so much. I'm getting tired of sitting here talking. I have to go back and tell Mr. Ace what you said.
No, sit down, please. Let's try to get together here. Can't we come to some friendly understanding?
Well, I'm trying to be friendly, but you keep saying no.
In other words, you won't consider anything but $5,000.
$5,000, that's right.
Do you think that's a fair price?
Fair? I think it's good.
I'll say it's good. That's what I call making a man pay through the nose. Tell you what I'll do, Mrs. Ace.
What?
I'll pay all the costs. Your lawyer, your time. It can't be that much. We only had 2 days in court.
Yes, wasn't that a shame? I had so many different hats left over.
Hats?
Yes, to wear in court. It's a shame we can't keep going. But I did wear my best outfit that day that Mr. Kelly kept asking me if you ever made love to me.
I don't want to hear about that.
About what?
No, about me making love to you and you sitting there saying, well, I don't want to hear about it. You got hold of that information more than I can understand. Say, you're not in partners with her to extort money out of me, are you? Who sent you here?
Well, I told you, Mr. Neff, Mr. Ace sent me.
You sure?
Am I sure? Well, I guess I ought to know my own husband when I see him. And I saw him again this morning at his office, and he told me exactly what to say. And he kept saying he was afraid I'd get the whole thing balled out. Well, I'm going to show him this is one thing I can do right. Now, you have to tell me if $5,000 is all right. If it isn't, I have to go back and tell him. He's waiting for me.
Just a minute. Give me time to think this over, Mrs. Ace. You kind of got me all of a sudden. Let's talk it over.
Well, what's there to talk over? I told you what Mr. Ace said, and you're supposed to tell me if it's all right. Then I have to tell him what you said.
But do you know how much money $5,000 is?
$5,000?
Yes. Do you realize how much money that is?
In one?
In what? In anything. Don't you think that's a pretty steep price for your silence? And what security have I that you will be silent?
Silent about what?
You know about what.
Well,
and don't do that.
What?
How do I know you won't be wanting another $5,000 and another $5,000 after that?
Oh, no, just $5,000. I'm not going to get this wrong. He said to settle for $5,000.
And I say you're blackmailing me.
I'm not trying to blackball you. It's getting late. I have to go back and tell him what you
said. It's blackmail. That's what it is. First, I lose a big real estate deal on account of you and your husband, and now this. You think that's fair, Mrs. Ace? Look at my side.
Which one?
My side. Look, Mrs. Ace. Now, I'm a pretty old man. I've worked hard for my money. I started from scratch. I built myself a fortune honestly and on the good neighbor policy. I never took advantage of anybody. I went about my business working hard and building up my estate so that I could have security in these, my later days. Then she came along. Oh, I admit my head was turned. I'd never met her kind before. I fell for all her scheming ways. Before I knew it, I found myself being dragged into her clutches. It was only through sheer strength of willpower that I broke away and found my self-respect again. It's a page out of my past that I don't like to recall. And I was just beginning to feel myself again when this came. Now, don't make me go through that again. Let's reach some friendly and more reasonable understanding. What do you say?
Well...
All right, stop it. I see there's no use playing on your sympathy. All you women are alike. You win, I lose. I'll pay the $5,000. It'll be a lesson to me. Never have dealings with a woman of any kind.
Well, I'm not a woman of any kind.
I mean dealings of any kind with a... Well, let it go. You win. I'll pay the $5,000.
Well, at last. I guess he can't say I didn't do this right without bawling it out. It gets me mad the way he thinks I can't do anything. But I better hurry now.
I'm giving you a check right now, and I don't want to hear any more about this. If I do...
Well, can I use your phone? I better call up Mr. Ace and tell him I'm coming right over. He'll be worried about me. Can I use his phone?
Yes, go ahead. I'll write out your check.
Well, won't he be surprised when I tell him I settled this whole thing? The way he kept telling me over and over to say $5,000. That's an idea. How about it?
Oh, I'll tell you. How about you calling up?
Me?
Yes, he doesn't know your voice. Just ask for James.
Okay, what's the number?
Now, I'll look it up for you. Where's that phone book? Now, all you have to do, Marge, is to ask if he's there and what she's doing. Don't make her talk too much. Just tell her that I'm waiting.
I understand. What's the number?
Oh, just a minute. Here, you look this up while I answer this phone. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Ace. Oh, Jane, where are you?
I've been away.
What? It's settled.
Well, the ancient miracles are
here. I what? Who said anything about bawling you out? Stop talking about... Are you sure it's settled? Did he say he's going to drop the suit? It is? Well, where are you? Oh, well, don't say too much right now. Just hurry back and... What's that? The check. Well, it'll be in the mail. The mail. No. The check will be in the mail. Don't worry about that part of it. All you had to do was find out if he's settled.
But, dear, what do you mean in the mail?
I don't want you to talk too much over this.
Well, I might as well do the whole thing while I'm here. Why have to mail it when I can just... Oh, all right, I'll come right over. But why can't I bring the... Hello? Hello? Oh, he's cut off. Well, I guess I better hurry over now.
Here's the check.
No, he said to mail it.
Mail it?
Yes, isn't that awful? He won't let me do anything. Here I show him I can do this right without blowing it out, and he says to mail it.
Well, when Mr. Race finds out how Jane put her 2 cents worth...
We learn some rather interesting developments when next we meet the Easy Aces.